Chairperson of the Select Committee on Land and Mineral Resources, and I'm from North West. Can I give over to one of our members to introduce themselves?
Good morning, I'm Kathy Lebeskafi. I am a member of the committee representing Western Cape.
Good morning, Dr. Catherine Solomon.
Good morning, honorable members, colleague Shahida Bauer, Ethiopian Justice Law Officer.
Managed and controlled by a person contemplated in paragraph
A and B and the person collectively or as a group own or control the majority or the issued shared capital of members' interests are able to control the majority of the members' vote. The very same clause 1 before line 28 to insert before the definition of community the following definition.
Thank you very much, honorable member.
We will have to vote on this one and then proceed to the next one.
We will start alphabetically. Let's start with Eastern Cape. Thank you. Free State.
Part of Southern Cape.
Thank you very much. Gauteng.
Gauteng. Gauteng. Gauteng.
Thank you very much. KZN. Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga supports the chair. Northern Cape. Yeah. Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape. Thank you. Can you proceed to clause 1, page 3, before line 28, to insert before the definition of community the following definition. Carried interest means the interest allocated to the state in an expropriation or production right which interest shall endure exclusively to the benefit of the state and the cost of which shall be borne by the non-state holder and shall be recoverable by such holder in accordance with the terms and conditions determined in accordance with section 86A.
Thank you very much. We will now vote for the starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape
Support
Chair.
Free State.
Support Chair.
Gauteng.
Gauteng Support.
KZN.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga Support Chair.
Northwest support. Western Cape. We'll proceed with the next one. Honorable member.
Clause 1, chair, page 4, before line 1, to insert after the definition of controlling interest the following definition. Corresponding production right in relation to an expropriation right means the production right for which a holder of an expropriation right shall apply covering the area relating to such expropriation right. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. We'll now vote to start with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape Support,
Chair. Thank you. Free State.
Support, Chair.
Gauteng.
Gauteng Support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape. You can proceed to the next step. Mpopo. Thank you.
Clause 1, page 4, before line 14. After the definition of discovery, to amend the definition of effective date as inserted by Section 1 of Act 49 of 2008 as follows. Effective date means the prescribed time frame within which the relevant permit is issued or the relevant right is executed.
Not just assuming, but honorable members, is that any area that perhaps we can need clarifications without
and then I went over to Eastern Cape to go for voting.
Mr. Fletcher.
Free State.
Mr. Fletcher.
Gauteng.
Gauteng.
Limpopo.
Limpopo.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northern Cape is not yet. Northwest, Northwest support. Western Cape?
Western.
We'll proceed to the next item.
Yeah, close one, check page 4, before line 14, to insert before the definition of exploration work program the following definition. Existing exploration rights means exploration rights granted in terms of Section 8 prior to commencement of Act number MPRD Amendment B50B2050.
Thank you. If there is no any member participation, we'll proceed with the voting. Instantly.
Mr.
Jim,
support
check.
Who is support of the
Houten.
Gauteng, support.
KZN is still not here. Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Northern Cape, not yet. Northwest, support. Western Cape. Kumaranga.
Kumaranga support.
We can proceed to page 5.
No, it shows what was still on page 4, Chair. From line 16 to 18, to delete the definition of free carriage interest. Free carriage interest means interest allocated to the state in exploration or production operation without any financial obligation on the state.
Let me look. This is clause 1, and I say page on the right hand side. Are we together? Without going to the page at the top. Okay.
Chair.
No, thank you. We'll just let wait. Thank you. Can we proceed for voting? Is that okay?
Sorry, Chair. We are not together. Okay. Can I please be there as well?
Let me ask this.
Still in the
what is
yeah, we're still on clause 1, but the page in terms of the book that we have is page 3, but the page in terms of what you are amending is page 4.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Mm. All right. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape,
support. Okay. Free
State? Support.
Gauteng?
Support.
Limpopo, Free State support. Gauteng also support. But I'm using mine exactly. Northwest support. Western Cape. Thank you.
Umalawa support.
Omar, I can proceed to the next page.
Clause 1, page 4, from line 22 to 43. To delete the definition of historic economically disadvantaged South Africans refers to South African citizens, a category of person or community disadvantaged by unfair discrimination before the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1993 Act number 200 of 1993 came into operation. We should be representative of the demographics of the country.
If there is no clarification, we'll move with the voting, starting with Eastern Cape. Free State. Gauteng.
Gauteng, support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, support, chair.
Northwest. Northwest, support. Western Cape. And proceed to the next page.
Clause 1, page 5, after line 56, to insert the definition of pending application after the definition of organ of state. Pending applications means an application in terms of section 79 of the Act that was submitted before the commencement of Act number of MPRDA Amendment Bill, or after the commencement of the number of MPRDA Amendment Bill, provided the applicant is the holder of a valid technical cooperation permit in respect of the proposed exploration area prior to commencement of the number of MPRDA Amendment Bill.
If there is no clarification, seeking question, we'll proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape. Free State.
Support.
Gauteng. Gauteng.
Gauteng, support.
Okay. Limpopo.
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, support.
Okay. Northwest. Northwest, support. Western Cape. Western Cape, I said. We'll proceed to the next page.
Clause 1, page 6, from 1 to 12. To substitute the definition of prospecting area with the following definition. Prospecting area A in relation to a prospecting right means the area for which the prospecting right is granted, or B in relation to any environmental, health, safety, social and labor matter at any residual latent or other impact thereto, includes any land or surface within, adjacent to or non-adjacent to the area as completed in paragraph A, by upon which related or accidental operations are being undertaken and impacting on the environment.
Thank you. If there is no clarity seeking question, we then proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Please
stay up on the How day?
Gauteng, support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, support.
Northwest. Northwest, support. Western Cape. We then proceed to the next one.
Clause 1, page 6, after line 31. To insert after the definition of residue stockpile the following definition. Right of preemption means the right of the state in the event of a sale of participating interest to purchase the participating interest to be disposed of by the holder on terms and conditions equal to those offered by the purchaser selected by the holder, which right shall expire unless accepted by the designated state entity within a period of 90 days following delivery of notice setting out the final terms and conditions of the proposed transaction.
Thank you. Can we proceed with our voting? Instantly. Okay.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape. Can proceed with the next.
Clause 12, page 12, after line 34, to delete subsection 2, paragraph B, which was substituted by Act 49 of 2008 as follows. B, the granting of such a right will result in the concentration of the mineral resources in question under the control of the applicant and their association companies with the possible limitation of equal access to mineral resources.
Honourable members, we are all fine. We can start with our voting. Starting with Eastern Cape.
Can you vote for Eastern Cape? Can I? I'm from Eastern Cape. Okay, we should say it's about.
Okay. Quickly.
How can we support?
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape. Right. We'll proceed with, to the next item.
Clause 12, page 12, before the line 35, to include amendments section 17, subsection 4A, inserted by Act 49, 2008, as follows. 4A, if the application relates to land occupied by a community, the minister may impose such conditions as are necessary to promote the rights and interests of the community, including conditions requiring the participation of the community.
Thank you. If there is no clarity seeking questions, we will proceed with our voting. Please stay.
Thank you.
How then?
How then, Papa?
Kaiser then? Papa?
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape. Can you proceed? Next question.
Clause 18, page 5, line 23. To insert after the word industry the following word and the housing and living conditions standard.
Okay. Can we start with my voting? Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape support,
check. Okay,
please. Okay,
pass on that. Kauke?
Kauke and Sabo. KZN?
Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Northwest support. Western Cape.
Western Cape abstain. Can I just raise a question? I just want to understand how we as provinces still vote according to our mandate. Because I look back to the mandate of certain of these provinces, there was nothing on the floor as well in certain of the provinces that supported the mandate. Or the clause. Who is ticking that we are voting according to the mandate of the province?
Actually, the conference of authority to delegate empowers delegates to
to use their right to engage. They are not restricted. However, having said, when I said if there is anything that you want to raise for clarification, you should raise it for me. But we have been flowing there so far. However, if there is a question, we'll be there.
I need clarification. You see that the matter is conferred by to the delegates. In the first session where we had the whole thing about mandates, it was determined that we cannot vote as individuals sitting in this meeting. We have a mandate that we have to vote. So when the rule changes now, there is no discussion, there is no question to the federal advisors, the department to say and see our course is different. And that is the point that I had right from the beginning, to seek clarification and see if the matter is not exactly about the others, but the meaning is the same thing that we then can occur. But we cannot do that without discussion. And the provinces cannot vote, support or and or not support, if they don't have a mandate according from the province. Because that is the process that the province should have had on its own before it is in the House. We have so many discussions about it. We can't change the rules every time we meet, just because the decision from this vote to be passed. Because it can be challenged again, because we are not following the procedures as we should. Now I'm asking again, Chairperson, who is checking in this committee that provinces vote according to their mandate? Because if it's not being done, I will challenge
you. I'm with Honorable Members. But recognize Honorable Nambi, Honorable Nambi.
Honorable Members, the procedure or the issue of the process, my appeal is that if it's possible to refrain from making it part of what we're doing now. But if there's anything that we need clarity, the reason why Parliament is there is to bring 11 people, mainly for that purpose. But my understanding is that we have got a conferred mandate with some amendments from different provinces, as correctly put by Honorable Dabuskapu. But with that as it may, you still have a process that unfolded in Parliament. And then ultimately we have something that as a committee will agree to present to the House. And once we present that to the House, it's still part of the process and what we have done as the committee. But now, if we're going to start a process, right in the middle of the process, and then we start to question the process. So I'm making a plea that if there's anything that is a confusion, let the people that are legal, that are part of this committee, assigned by Parliament to assist the committee to make sure that the process is followed to the data, assist if there are some problems. Without getting to the details of dealing with the process, I don't want to get to that. I can get to that if there's that need, but I don't think it's necessary.
No, thank you. Just briefly, let me hand over to you, because that process is to us.
Okay. You just have points of importance. Chair, I think also, if there are members among us who feel strongly that there is something wrong that we are doing in terms of this process, she has the right to take the note and follow the necessary procedures when the time comes. As of now, can we be allowed to finish the process? And then if there are any things that need to be clarified in terms of this particular discussion, by the legal rules that we have to ask, that can be clarified
but discussion of this matter can be closed then and follow the necessary procedures with the same time.
The input is just supported, honorable members. Okay. All right. And then, but we must be very careful not to hold this process.
The process will not be delayed, Chairperson, but then we need to respond. Issue, Chairperson, is the input, the words, the phrases, the sentence construction by the province may not be identical. But if the idea is the same, why not agree? Thank you.
Do you still want to go ahead on this?
I didn't suppress any, because even when I start, after submission has been made, I've asked you, is there any area of clarification? So people will be unnecessary, also unfair to me. Because I'm trying by all the means not to suppress you as one of our members. But this process should also equally not be unnecessary hostage. Thank you. Perhaps let me check from the legal point of view. And it's a procedural matter. Let's hear from the secretary whether he can
help. Thank you, Chair. It's not to discuss this question. Who is checking that members are voting? The secretariat is here to ensure that the parliamentary process is adhered to. How we are doing it thus far is in line with the parliamentary process. I am not here to check whether members are voting in line with their mandate or not, how they are interpreting their mandate. That is between the member and the legislature. The job of the secretariat here today is to ensure that the parliamentary process is done in the proper manner. Thus far, we have been doing that. The member has been reading the clause, proposed amendments. The chairperson has asked if there's any points of clarity. If not, we then proceed to the voting. I have checked that we have a quorum. One member left. I double checked. We still have a quorum, etc. That is my function. It's outside my scope to determine whether a member is or not in line with his mandate. That is between the member and the legislature.
Thank you very much, honorable members.
Chairperson, thank you. Honorable members, thank you, indulgence on the matter. I think I did advise in a previous meeting when we deal with mandates, because we're dealing with provincial mandates, a mandate is an authority conferred upon the permanent delegate to vote on behalf of the province. And the province has then set the mandate within specific parameters. So first thing the member, and I know members have been doing this, they look at, we support the vote as a province. Then they set parameters for negotiation. Those are the proposed amendments that the specific province wants the member to take into account and to obviously alert the committee to. So when the member then looks at the bill, the member will say, okay, we are in support. If there is a clause that is clearly not in line with what the current bill is and there is no proposed amendment for that, the member should rather not vote in support but abstain because the province has not indicated on that one. But if it's something that's in line with the principle and spirit of the bill as it is, as it stands, because the province supports the clause. If it's similar, the member can also support. However, it's the member's discretion, because a lot of it is interpretation. A lot of it is the member to kind of analyze whether or not this is something that reads into what the proposed amendment is. However, also just to caution members to then use that discretion wisely so that we ensure that members are healthy and healthy members.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. We can proceed, Honourable Members.
That is why we have taken to the chair. Thank you. Clause 20, page 17, line 10, to insert after the word industry the following word and the housing and living condition standard. Thank you.
Honourable Members, we will proceed with our voting if there is no point for clarification. Starting with the Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support
chair. Free State? Gauteng?
Gauteng, support.
KZN?
Western Natal, support chair.
Limpopo?
Limpopo.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga, support.
Northwest? Northwest, support. Western Cape? We proceed with the next.
Clause 22, page 17, after line 558, to insert after the word and paragraph C as follows. The applicant is 50+1% black owned South African combined.
There is no area for clarifications. We will start voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support chair.
Free State. Free State. Thank you. What I got. Gauteng.
Gauteng.
Limpopo. No, KZN.
KZN, support chair.
Limpopo,
Mpumalanga,
Mpumalanga support,
Northern Cape, introduce yourself and then
my name is Gladys Polisan. I'm a permanent delegate of the FCOP and Northern Cape support.
Okay. Northwest, Northwest support, Western Cape. Thank you. We'll move to the next clause.
Clause 22, page 18, from line 55 to 60, to substitute subsection 9, paragraph A and B for the following subsection. 9, a mining permit issued in terms of subsection 6 shall A, come into effect on the effective date, and B, where an appeal against the issuing of the mining permit or approval of the environmental authorization has been lodged within the prescribed period, the mining permit shall not be executed until such appeal has been finalized.
Thank you. If there is no area for clarification, we will proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support chair.
Free State. Gauteng.
Gauteng, support.
KwaZulu Natal.
KwaZulu Natal, support chair.
Limpopo.
Limpopo, support chair.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, support chair.
Northwest. Northwest, support. Western Cape? Thank you. There are some technicalities with Northern Cape. So you will observe the process. We are, however, a full house, the business. No, she's fine. She's okay. We can take it here for observation. Can we proceed?
How's it? No, I think
What exactly are you talking about?
Thank you very much. Secretary, can you explain why Northern Cape is not a permanent?
Thank you, Chairperson. On the ATC list of members for this committee, Northern Cape is one of those that does not have an alternative. The only people, in terms of the NCOP rules, that are allowed to vote is a special delegate from the province and the member or the alternate to this committee. The NCOP cannot co-opt like the NA, unfortunately. Ms. Powers is here to confirm. The ATC, we double check. There is no alternate for Northern Cape.
Honourable members.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I am told to come here to be an alternate for the Northern Cape. This is why I am here.
No, thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. The rules of the NCOP, Mrs. Oliphant is a permanent member of the NCOP, so Mrs. Oliphant is more than welcome to sit in the proceedings. Mrs. Oliphant can even participate, but she's not able to vote in this committee because she's not a member of the committee as per the committee's list. The alternate members are also published, their names are published in the ATC papers. For example, why honourable Mtepa was here today, he has been ATC, there's a alternate for KZN. So that is why he can vote. Unfortunately, Honourable Oliphant, you won't be able to vote for Northern Cape.
Thank you very much. Honourable Oliphant, we can now proceed with our voting.
Northern Cape support.
No. Northern Cape. So we are done with our voting. We proceed with the next item. Thank you.
So 35, page 24, after line 20, to insert paragraph F has contravened the provision of the broad-based Black Economic Empowerment Charter for the South African mining and mineral industry and the housing and living conditions standard contemplated in section 100 of the Act.
Thank you. Without any clarity seeking questions, we'll move forward now with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, Sir
Roger. Free State?
Hotel of
Natal. Houten? Yeah. KwaZulu Natal?
Limpopo?
Limpopo
support.
Pumalanga?
Pumalanga support.
Northwest? West support. Western Cape?
Clause 47, page 29 from line 25 to 29 to omit the proposed amendments to section 70 of the Act.
If all is well, we proceed with our voting. Eastern Cape?
Chair, Eastern Cape abstain on this one.
Free State?
Support.
Gauteng?
Gauteng, my lord.
KZN?
KZN support.
Limpopo?
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest? West support. Western Cape? You proceed with the next item.
clause 48, page 29, from line 32 to 38, to omit the proposed amendment to section 71 of the Act.
If there is nothing for clarification, we'll proceed to voting, starting with Mr. Kate. Mr. Kate,
support.
Houghton?
Houghton, support.
Kazadel?
Kazadel, support.
Limpopo?
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga, support.
Northwest?
Northwest, support.
Western Cape? You can proceed.
Clause 49, page 29, line 40 to 46, to omit in section of section 71A.
If there is no area that needs to be made clear, we'll proceed starting with Western Cape. Houghton?
Houghton, support.
KwaZulu-Natal? Limpopo?
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga, support.
Northwest? Northwest, support. Western Cape? We proceed.
Clause 50, page 30, from line 10 to 11, to omit the repeal of section 72 to 73. Sorry, it's page 49, clause 49, page 30, from 1 to 9, to omit the in section of section 71A.
Can proceed with voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support.
Do you say?
We support, sir.
Houghton?
Houghton, support.
KwaZulu-Natal?
KwaZulu-Natal, support, Chair.
Limpopo?
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga?
Support, Chair.
Northwest? Northwest, support. Western Cape? Can proceed.
Chair, it will always be in order. I'm just making a plea for record purposes for all of us to use the mic. I'm observing that not all of us are using. Clause 50, page 30, from line 10 to 11, to omit the repeal of section 72 and 73.
We'll then proceed with our voting, but ensuring that all of us are indeed using this mic for record purposes. We start with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support, Chair.
Free State.
Support, Chair.
Houghton.
Houghton, support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal, support, Chair.
Limpopo.
Limpopo, support, Chair.
Mpumalanga.
Support, Chair.
Northwest, support. Western Cape?
Abstain.
You can proceed.
Clause 51, page 30, line 21, to omit the proposed amendment to section 74, subsection 1A.
If there is nothing to be clarified, we'll proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support.
Support, sir.
Okay.
Houghton, support.
Kazadel.
KwaZulu-Natal, support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga, support.
Northwest, Northwest, support. Western Cape.
Again.
You can proceed.
clause 51, page 30, line 34, to substitute the word regional manager for designated agent.
And now, Senior Faculty, starting with the Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Okay.
That's my permanent
people. How can that
Can we cooperate? You switch this one off.
Thank you.
knowledge and not the entire 75C, because the intention of the proposal was to replace the designated agency, which is part of the regional knowledge. So the what the department is about is the omission of the proposed amendment.
Can the department just explain again? The department supports the regional manager and not the designated agency, as I understand.
Yes.
And then you say you support the division. So how do you explain that? Because what has been voted in is what the department does not support, and then you support the commission of the station.
The proposal, as read by the Honourable Member, it says to omit the proposed amendment. We support that because the proposed amendment says that pay the prescribed recognition fee to the in position designated agency replaced by the regional manager. We are supporting that this.
Can I just clarify? I understand the decision, but in the previous clauses, all the votes that we passed now, from 940 to 46 upwards, was passed by the mayor's council to substitute the word regional manager for the designated agents. Now, there's proposition, so how are we going to handle that?
Honorable MB, I'm not intending to create problems for you, Chair, but it's more of the very same process issue. We know what was submitted by the department, went to provinces, there were public participation process, and now earlier on. Honorable Labosafton, correctly so, when she was asking a process issue. And now we are reading these mandates from our provinces, and we've got mandates from different provinces. What is it that we're trying to achieve now? If I can be clarified on that one, so that we're on the same page, because whatever, not unless it was more of a clarity, because it can't change what I have as a mandate from my province. So what is it that we're trying to achieve now?
I think we should just ask to avoid debating the act here and now, but now to submit the mandate of our province. It's correct to ask for clarity, the intention of the department, and then clarify us, and then we vote accordingly. Not to begin to debate the issue here and now. We'll be having time in the House to engage on the act.
No, thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think we also appreciate that the department is also managed to be here. Each and every member from his province has the authority being conferred to him or her to come in. But indeed, we are not going to hold this process hostage. I hope in this debate about our people, but I'm making an appeal, this process shouldn't be hold hostage on our own. Continue.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I really take acceptance to the fact that there is a Hindu in this committee, that I am taking this committee hostage. I would be gladly accept the powers to do so, which I don't have. And if I do keep this committee hostage, it doesn't reflect very well on the other members sitting with me. So let
us refrain from that kind of language in this committee. So, the next thing that I want to say is, previously, when I was not allowed to speak after you decided that you voted on this, is that this process here is, according to the Mandating Act, the process of negotiating. That is the process of lawmaking. So if we cannot debate about the principle as we've been explained by the legal advisor to determine whether we all agree on the principle or not, so that we can vote according to our mandate, then we are just rubber stamps, which we are not supposed to be. So really, I can't see how we cannot be allowed to debate. Then I want to come to the point that Honourable Nyambi asked. I ask a point of clarity. I'm not driving anything. What I'm trying to say is, I am not sure what is going on now, because I need some clarity. And I will repeat it, and I'm sure the department will give us an answer. I said, from clause 29, from line 40 to 46, a few of those things have been voted, where I abstained, and some of the provinces I didn't go and supported, and so on. Then, the question we are coming from the omission of the whole clause, I asked the department, what is the implication? Then I said to the department, to my understanding, there is a conflict on what has been voted in before and the omission of this. And that's all I'm trying to clarify, whether I understand it right or wrong. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Honorable. In other words, are you saying the input made by the department, is it more confusing to you? Now I'm asking now.
Yes, I raised the question.
Yeah.
Can they explain it to me? Thank you.
Maybe you can give it to the legal department to assist.
Thank you, Chief. I think the effect of whether you say substitute the word regional manager for designated agency and now the newly worded way to omit the proposed amendment, the effect is the same. The intention is to no longer provide for the designated agency to be taken out of the book. But in other words, the department or the intention is to keep the word designated agency in the book. Now, if you look at page 30 of the bill in line 46, there you will see that the designated agency is in bold, right? So that means the bill is taking out that word from the act, and then the regional manager is underlined, which means that the bill is including the word regional manager into the act. Now, from the preceding line, the wording was to substitute the word regional manager for designated agency. In other words, to now keep the word designated agency and to remove the word regional manager. That's the intention there. Now, in clause 52, in line 51, line 21 and 22. It now says, pay the prescribed fee to the designated agency, and the word designated agency is taken out, and regional manager is put in. Now, the proposed amendment is the deletion of designated agency. And what this sentence is that the province is supporting, or the department is supporting, the omission of that proposed amendment. But the effect would be the same.
No, thank you, this is understood. Thanks for listening. We then proceed before voting, starting with Mr. K.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal
support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo
support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape.
Epstein.
Thank you. We can proceed. Mpumalanga.
Clause 53, page 31, from 37 to 50, to substitute the word regional manager for designated agent.
If there is nothing for clarifications, we'll proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern
Cape, sir.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal support, Chair.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest support. Western Cape.
Epstein.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
And proceed.
Epstein.
Clause 56, page 32, from line 23 to 45, to substitute the word regional manager for designated agent.
If there is nothing for clarifications for our members, we'll proceed with our vote, starting with the Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support, sir.
Free State.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest support. Western Cape.
Epstein.
Thank you very much. You can proceed to your next item.
Clause 57, page 83, line 17, to substitute the word regional manager for designated agent.
If there is no clarification, thinking question, we will proceed. Starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support,
sir. Free State? Okay. Gauteng?
Gauteng, yeah, the man.
KwaZulu-Natal?
KwaZulu-Natal support, Chair.
Limpopo? Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest support. Western Cape?
Epstein.
Thank you. We'll proceed.
Clause 57, page 33, after line 14, to insert the following subsection 2A as follows. 2A, the minister when granting an exploration right, determine the terms and condition of a corresponding production right in terms of section 84, and shall record those terms and conditions on the exploration right.
If there is no clarification, we'll proceed by voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support, Chair.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest support. Western Cape.
Western.
Thank you. And proceed.
Clause 58, page 33, line 41, to omit the proposed amendment to section 81, subsection 1A.
Thank you. And proceed with our voting. That is the Eastern Cape.
voting.
Khalid Al-Sabol.
Wazulu Natal. Wazulu Natal support. Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Mpumalanga support.
Mpumalanga support.
Thank you, use your mic. For record.
Mpumalanga support.
Thank you. Western Cape.
Abstain.
Thank you. Can proceed.
Clause 58, page 33, after line 41, to include the following subsection 2A, 2B, 2C, and 2D as follows. 2A, the holder of an exploration right shall, during application for renewal, relinquish A at the end of the initial term of the exploration right, 48% of the contiguous initial area, and B, at the end of each renewal period, 10% of the contiguous remaining area of such lower percentage as the minister may determine. 2B, the minister must exempt the holder from the provision of subsection 2A if the holder demonstrates that he or she is in a position to explore a larger exploration area or has made a discovery, or demonstrates that relinquishment in terms of subsection 2A may render the project uneconomic. 2C, if the holder makes a discovery which it does not wish to appraise, non-commercial discovery, the area of that discovery shall be included in the area to be relinquished in the next relinquishment. 2D, the state equity must at all relevant times be maintained when the contiguous areas are relinquished in terms of subsection 2A.
Thank you very much. Members are afforded the opportunity to engage if they so wish. If not, we will continue with our voting. Mr. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape
support, Chair. Eastern Cape
support,
Chair. Eastern Cape
support, Chair. Eastern Cape
support. KwaZulu Natal.
KwaZulu Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape.
Abstain.
You can proceed.
Clause 59, page 34, line 16, to omit the proposed amendment to section 82, subsection 2E of the Act.
Honourable members, we can now proceed with our voting. Starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support, Chair.
Wednesday.
Support, Chair.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu Natal.
KwaZulu Natal support, Chair.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape.
Abstain.
Proceed.
Clause 59, page 34, from line 20 to 24, to substitute paragraph G for the following paragraph. G, relinquish a contiguous portion of the area to which the right to relate as prescribed in section 81.
Honorable members are at liberty to engage if they so wish. If not, we'll proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support, Chair.
Wednesday.
Support, Chair.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu Natal.
KwaZulu Natal support, Chair.
Limpopo.
Limpopo abstain, Chair.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. West support. Western Cape.
Abstain.
Thank you. Proceed.
Clause 59, page 34, line 33, to insert the word where appropriate before the word applied for.
Honorable members,
Eastern Cape.
to omit the proposed amendment to section 85 subsection 1A of the Act.
If all is well, we can proceed with our voting. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape abstain on that motion.
Free States?
In support.
Gauteng? KwaZulu-Natal?
KwaZulu-Natal support.
Limpopo?
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga support.
Okay, support. Western Cape?
Abstain.
Proceed.
Western Cape. Western Cape. The mic. Clause 53, page 36, line 24, to insert the following paragraph after subsection 2, paragraph D of the following paragraph. E. The applicant and the minister have concluded the negotiation process referred to in subsection 3A. 3A, notwithstanding the provision of section 84, 1A and section 82A, any application for renewal of a production right shall initiate a negotiating process between the minister and the applicant relating to technical, financial and commercial terms and conditions of the production project.
Well, members have the opportunity to engage if they so wish. If not, we'll proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape for the support.
Free State
for support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest support. Western Cape?
Again.
You can proceed.
Clause 55, page 36 and 37 from line 49 to 55 and from line 1 to 9. To substitute section 86A for the following section. 86A, subsection 1. The state has, through the designated organ of state, a right to a 20% carried interest in exploration and production rights from the effective date of such a right. Two, in existing exploration rights and exploration rights granted in respect of pending applications, the state is, in addition to the state carried interest referred to in subsection 1 and in accordance with terms and conditions agreed upon and recorded in the exploration rights, entitled to a right of preemption in the event of a sale of participating interest by the holder of an exploration or corresponding production right, entitling it to purchase the participating interest on terms and of condition equal to those offered by the purchaser selected by the holder. The right of preemption shall, within a period of 90 days from the date of delivery of notice setting out the final terms and condition of the proposed transaction expire, and taking the holder a right to offer such participating interest to a third party. Four, where an exploration right application not contemplated in subsection 2 is received after commencement of the Act number of MPRC Amendment Bill B15B 2013, the state is in the prescribed manner entitled to an additional participation interest of up to 30% taking into account the size of discovery and the rate of production in terms of A, carried interest, B, acquisition at the agreed price, or C, production sharing agreement. Five, the holder of the production right shall recover development costs of the state carried interest referred to in subsection 1 or 4, where applicable, from the proceeds generated from the production right, as may be prescribed in terms of condition of such right. 6. The state shall, upon acquiring interest in the terms of subsection 1 and 4, enter into a joint operation agreement with the right holder or become a party to an existing joint operating agreement in one is in place in respect of such right. 7. The minister must, acting on behalf of the state, appoint two representatives to the joint operating committee of the exploration or production operation to represent the interests of the state. 8. The state is entitled to exercise the right held in the joint operating agreement through a representation as a non-voting participant in the joint operating committee in accordance with the joint operating agreement during exploration, and B, corresponding percentage of voting rights to the interest held in the joint operating agreement during production. 9, notwithstanding subsection 1, the minister must, before granting a production right in terms of section 84 and after consultation with the applicant and the Minister of Finance, determine whether the percentage or terms and conditions of the state carried interest referred to in subsection 1 may be adjusted downwards, taking into account A, the nature and scope of the project, B, financial and economic profile of the project, C, the degree of risk assumed by the holder throughout the project, and D, national interest. 10, the state carried interest shall not be adjusted below the state 10%. 11, the holder of an existing exploration right shall, within a period of 3 years of coming into effect of the Act number of MPRD Amendment Bill, apply to the minister for a determination of the terms and conditions which will be applicable to a corresponding production right, including state participation in the manner contemplated in subsection 9. 12. Notwithstanding anything to the contrary in Act number of MPRD Amendment Bill B15B 2015, the terms and conditions of the existing exploration rights granted before the commencement of the Act number of MPRD Amendment Bill B15B 2015, in respect of which terms and conditions for a production right have been agreed to and attached in such exploration rights, shall remain unchanged in as far as it relates to state participation and participation by historically disadvantaged South Africans. 13. Upon making the determination in terms of subsection 11, the minister shall record the terms and conditions of corresponding production rights determined in terms of subsection 11 in exploration rights.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I afford the opportunity to engage with the Solowich of C. Recognize Honorable Tabaska. Without the implication of us supporting this proposal, a positive. In fact, this proposal is an improvement on what is contained in the bill in its current form. It is a negotiated proposal with the African petroleum industry. Thank you.
Been clarified? We can then continue with our Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape fully supports the proposal.
Free State?
We support.
How State?
How State support.
KwaZulu-Natal?
KwaZulu-Natal support chair.
Mpopo.
Mpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Bokone Bophirima support. Western Cape.
Abstain.
You can proceed.
Clause 56, page 37, line 17, to omit the proposed amendment to section 87 of the Act.
We'll proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support.
Please stay. Samai.
Support.
Kauti.
Kauti, support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal, support.
Mpopo.
Mpopo, support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, support.
Mpopo, support. Western Cape.
Abstain.
And proceed.
To substitute the word regional manager for this clause 57, page 27, line 40, to substitute the word regional manager for designated agents.
We'll proceed if there is no clarity seeking. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support chair.
Free State.
Support chair.
Gauteng.
Gauteng, yeah, the man.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal, Grace.
Limpopo.
Limpopo, support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, support.
Mpumalanga, support. Western Cape.
Abstain.
And proceed.
Clause 68, page 38, line 1, to omit the proposed amendment to section 89 of the Act.
If all are happy, we proceed to the voting. Is it okay?
Please
say.
Who supports you?
How do you?
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest support. Western Cape. Your mic, not on.
Abstain.
Thank you. Can proceed.
Clause 71, page 38, line 46, to insert the word subject to subsection 1A before the word any person.
Thank you. We can proceed with our voting. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support chair.
Please state.
Support, sir.
Gauteng.
Support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest. Northwest support. Western Cape.
Abstain.
Proceed.
Clause 71, page 39, line 6. By the insertion after subsection 1 of the following subsection 1A. Subsection A, if the appeal in terms of subsection 1 is as a result of a performance by the Mining Company of South Africa, SOC Limited, established by section 3, subsection 1 of the Mining Company of South Africa Act 2017, of any function performed by the Mining Company of South Africa, SOE Limited, in terms of section 7 of the said Act, that appeal must be heard by an appeals panel appointed by the minister in terms of paragraph B. B. The minister must appoint as
members of the appeal panel, Roman figure 1, an advocate or an attorney with at least 10 years experience, and Roman figure 2 person with knowledge of mineral and environmental regulation. C. Whenever the minister is required to nominate person for appointment to the appeals panel in terms of paragraph B, the minister must publish in the Gazette and by any other widely circulated means of communication a notice calling for nominees and stating their criteria for nominations. Consider all nominations submitted in response to the notice and compile a short list of nominees. Appoint successful nominees as members of the appeals panel. D. Regulations made in terms of section 107, subsection 1. C. Regarding the procedure in respect of appeals under this Act, apply with the necessary changes required by the context to appeals by the appeals panel in terms of subsection E, the terms and conditions of appointment of members of the appeals panel must be prescribed by the minister. F, the minister may, in a consultation with Minister of Finance, determine the remuneration allowance and other benefits of the persons contemplated in paragraph B.
Thank you very much. Honourable members are invited to engage if you so wish. If not, we will proceed with our voting, starting with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support, Chair.
Clause 71, page 39, line 10, to insert after the word subsection 1, the following word, or subsection 1A.
If it is clear, honorable members, you can continue for voting. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape.
I don't got the Gauteng, so I vote.
Yeah, that's good. You vote in favor?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Right. Question on the card. Support check. Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Okay. What do you think, my supporter? Western Cape?
Epstein.
Aleboha. Continue.
Clause 71, page 39, line 11. To insert after the word the minister, the following word, or the appeals panel, as the case may be.
It is clear we will continue, honorable member, for voting. Start with Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, support
check. Please state.
Thank
you. Gauteng.
Support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
Agree.
KwaZulu-Natal.
Agree.
Okay. Mpopo.
Mpopo, support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, support.
Okay. Northwest, support. What's the case?
Abstain.
Thank you. You can proceed.
Clause 71, page 39, line 27. to insert after the word subsection 1 the following word, or subsection 1A.
We agree to vote Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape abstention.
To support it.
How it is?
Abstain.
KwaZulu-Natal agree. Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
West agree. Western Cape.
Abstain.
Okay. You can proceed.
Clause 74, page 41, line 12. To insert the following subsection. 5. The minister must, within 6 months from the date on which this Act number of MPRD Amendment Bill 315 2015 took effect, develop a broad-based socio-economic empowerment charter for the upstream petroleum industry, which sets out the framework, targets, and timeframes affecting the entrance of black persons into the upstream petroleum industry.
Thank you. Honourable members can engage if there's that any area that you want to be clarified. If none, will proceed with our motion. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape,
please
support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal agree.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Mpumalanga support. Western Cape?
Abstain.
Abstain. Proceed.
No, I'm done.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll go to Free State. That to be really. Thank you. Honorable Pakis.
Sir, let me appreciate the opportunity and welcome the admission made by Parliament. Let me say on behalf of the State Chairman, I'm not going to follow the sequence and the approach of Honorable. The submission made by the state, the pile of submissions made by the stakeholders. So, from the side of the state legislature, there are no specific recommendations like Mpumalanga did. And then, but just the province, I'm giving the authority and the mandate to support the package of the submissions made by those stakeholders who participated in the process, they are part of the panel. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. That was the mandate from Free State. They are not issues to vote one by one. We'll then go to Northern Cape. Northern Cape will read the mandate for us. Let me hear the point of order. This is point of order. Point of what?
Clarity speaking. Clarity speaking. Clarity speaking. Am I recognized? Yeah. Just to say, it would be very okay to follow this process, but I just wonder, are we not supposed to read it into the record? Otherwise, then we could follow through.
is a very attractive approach, is that in order that we have to read issues into the record, that's the clarity I'm seeking here. Thank you.
No, thanks. Otherwise, your mandate from Limpopo is more or less similar to that.
Definitely, and I would say Gilaganeo.
With the Northern Cape, in the absence of a delegate that has been mandated, I will read it for the committee. Northern Cape has no issues for amendment, save to afford a permanent delegate to vote in favor of this bill. That's what I Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We'll therefore hand over to Limpopo also to continue to present the amendment. Limpopo.
Thank you very much. Limpopo supports the bill, but I also would like, in line with what the state has presented to this meeting, I would like to do the same. It is recorded here. Views of the province are recorded on this document that we have here. But if it's agreed we need not read into the record, I would say I submit the mandate of the province to support the bill at Limpopo. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can we go to Northwest? Check with the secretary whether all members.
No, can you take us through, Chair?
The quorum?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Matime.
I don't recall the answer for my question as to whether the record here will be completed on hand, even though we have read it. I'm talking with regard to the approach by the state and by the government. Will the record of our provinces reflect? Because in this document, they have a mandate and proposals. Thank you.
Thank you. with regards to the Free State mandate, there were stakeholder inputs. We did contact the province. The provinces, the Free State mandate, supported the bill with no amendments. What they put in their report was the process which was followed and the inputs made by the stakeholders. There was no proposed amendments from this Free State province. The Limpopo mandate, if you go through the Limpopo mandate, it says the provincial NCOP permanent delegate to consider inputs by stakeholders and negotiate in favor of the bill. At the end, now, if it's not at the end, in the report itself, stakeholder participation at public hearings on page 2, there it gives amendments, clauses, But the mandate itself does not state whether those are proposed amendments or not. It refers to them as to consider inputs by stakeholders. I have contacted the province. I have brought this to their attention. I've asked them that if they want to make these, change the wording to have proposed amendments, they should send me a reworded document that stipulates and clarifies it for the member. I did that for the case of Northwest as well. Northwest sent a revised mandate, same information, it's just that they said proposed amendments and they listed the amendments. Unfortunately, I have not received anything from the Limpopo province, but however, it is up to the delegate to proceed and read them as she sees fit. Just like I said, something.
Yeah, Chairperson, maybe there was a Britannian communication. I've got the reworked mandate. Just after Mpumalanga. I got this document in my office, so I took it that day, maybe it was circulated. I did indicate that the format used was not the accepted one. So the reworked mandate according to the just after Mpumalanga we have. But be it as it may change, I wouldn't like the province to feel disadvantaged. At the same time, I don't like, how can I say, dissonance between the office of the chair and myself as the permanent delegate. But the reworked mandate is here. Thank you.
Honorable Nyambi.
Chair, I feel with you. I don't know whether you are abusing us by mistake or seriously being abused. My take and understanding is that you can't change this committee and play the role of a province. We have had our own part as a state committee, SOP, dealing with public hearing. So we're able to process what was coming to us. Then province have their own public participation, we're invited, so on, and we're dealing with the final minute coming from province. And if we're saying we're going to allow from our respective province that we're representing here, I'm saying with utmost respect, to process what they're supposed to process here, we're complicating a process, but I tend to be corrected. My take of it is that the province has got the responsibility when dealing with public participation to make sure what they send to us, they play their part, not to convert the select committee to deal with all submissions that are supposed to be processed by a province. It would be a nightmare once you start to allow that. And when the secretary explained the part that it played, and that is what is correct, they were supposed to do as he's talking to them to say, can you give us so that you can have something like this. But now if I'm getting lost about where we're heading now. But you have got people that can advise you. And the unfortunate part is that sometimes we tend to pretend as if we're doing this, something like this for the first time, whilst we're almost towards the end of our term. And that's the worst part.
Thank you, Honorable Nyambi. I received, I did not check my phones. At 9:44, I received a SMS from Mpumalanga Valley, who's the Provincial Liaison's Officer in Limpopo. I'm still awaiting the revised mandate. They sent one which was wrong and are now correcting it. Will I still make it for the meeting, Mpumalanga? That was at 9:44. So there was no miscommunication between the office of the chairperson and the provincial liaison's officer. I've got it here in writing from the provincial liaison's officer at 9:44. I've done my part. I've tried to comply and follow up with all provinces as best as I can. Thank you.
Honorable members, can you allow me to say that we take the approach
Members,
the vote. I will start with Christine.
I do not properly follow what the chairperson wants. I thought it's just, I mean, that part is preliminary remark. I don't know. Maybe your guidance is on
it. It is a proposed amendment by the Northwest. So I am saying now, are you supporting or if you want further clarity on that amendment, then you can allow them to do that.
And I humbly request that you do this.
Can you most steady, honorable member, on your...
Or should I repeat it? Okay, an extra. Proposed amendment definitions to insert a new definitions of customary law with the following definitions. Customary law means the rules and principles that communities use to govern themselves and their access, governance, development, development allocation, conservation and disposal of shared resources. The customary law as a practice. The family. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, sir, support. I even underlined in documentation for the
clear. So you support Mumalaya?
Mumalaya support?
Lupongo? Abdumanga?
Limbopo support?
Western Cape is represented? No. Are you an alternate?
Yes.
Alright. Are you voting?
Yeah, I'm voting.
Yes. Then I'm allowing you a chance to vote.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Uncle. Alright, let me skip and go straight to pay the ten.
Okay, they're gonna stay.
Western K.
I don't know where they are.
I know. Eastern K support. Then we go to the next. Your Northwest, sorry.
Northwest support.
Western K is not voting because they didn't hear anything. They don't know where we are. So we skip Western K.
Go to.
Alright. Can I allow the hands for the department?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The department is a little bit concerned about the proposed amendment from Northwest. We are not sure if it's in line with the objectives of the NGRCA because the bill objective is to regulate the mineral resources, not the customary law. So we are not sure if, because remember there are defining concepts that are used in the bill and nowhere in the bill do we talk about the customary. Can I also ask you to think about the
Thank you, Chairperson. Also with regard to the Department's submission of the proposed amendment of the insertion of the definition of customary law, like the Department indicated, the bill does not deal with customary law in Eton. However, the bill also recognizes when it comes to the interest of communities, when it comes to consultation of communities, then it is taken into account. But the whole purpose of having a definition is that it was actually used
that the term customary law is not included in the definition of community. The word custom is used, and like the paper advises, if we only define terms that are actually used in an act or law.
I will take the opportunity after this explanation by the legal expert to, for us as members, to redo the voting based on the new information, of the clarity, not necessarily new, based on the clarity of the language of the Act. Can I again allow you members to correct things and also consult your mind in terms of that and look at the Act and to redo the voting?
Please
state you are the fifth.
19.
Come again.
I support what I support
that.
All right. Must be, and I thought the chairperson must have articulated that in context. Maybe we could give him an opportunity to put the context of what is the submission. That is what that he's talking about.
No,
I'm voting. I'm ready to vote.
Oh, you're voting again.
Umalama, abstain.
All right. And now we go to Kaden.
Kaden, abstain.
We go to Northwest.
Northwest, support.
Western, now are you with us?
Whether they were previously in course of their life or not. So this definition
That is an explanation by the Tibetan Kelidem vote, you see?
That has abstained if our people were excluded in that process. We need an inclusive process that will empower our people.
Thank you. Honorable Pumalanga?
Abstain.
Limpopo? Abstain. Northwest?
Northwest. Northwest.
Western Cape?
Abstain.
Eastern Cape is voting against if it will impact the refugees in terms of our mandate. I'm against it. KZN?
Abstain.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Thank you. The third one. To insert the designations of communal land with the following definition. Communal land means land in respect of which a community holds rights, including informal rights as defined in interim protections of Informal Land Rights Act of 1998.
Can we then start voting if there are no questions or clarity? Okay, let me start with the discussion then.
Thank you, Chair. Once again, Chair, this is a new term that's supposed to be inserted in the bill. And once again, this particular term, communal land, is not used in the Act or the provision of the bill itself. So therefore, this has got to be something supported to be used. Because we have been defined words that we need in the legislation. And in respect of land which are held by communities, and in respect of, or under the Informal Land Rights Act, that is protected because it's national legislation anyway. Thank you.
Okay. The clarity on the proposal, can we
then start voting? Abstain.
Limpopo?
Abstain.
Northwest?
Yes, support.
Western Cape?
Abstain.
KZN?
Abstain.
Eastern Cape? Abstain.
Voting number, item number 4, section 2, paragraph D, page 7. Retain women and community. D, substantially and meaningfully expand opportunities for historical issues advantage persons, including women. South Africans to enter into and actively participate in the mineral and petroleum industries and to benefit from the exploitations of the nation's mineral and petroleum resources. There is no motivation legally or constitutionally for removing women and children as designated groups to identify for mining development. Thank you.
No clarity on this one. Is it straightforward? Can I then allow the provinces to start voting? I will start with Pumalanga this time. Can you please switch off your mic, Chair?
Pumalanga, abstain.
As soon as
from the team to unpack further the text here. Whether it is the department or the legal people who do the unpacking, I'm not changing. But my understanding needs to be assisted. Thank you.
What is the department saying about this proposal?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The department's view is that the members have already voted for substitution of the definition of disabled with black people, and we support their adoption. So, as South Africans, we include communities in all the
now we can vote, Honourable Member.
I will support the Chair.
Okay. Not with?
Not with support.
Mr. Kate?
Abstain.
And Kate Jensen?
Abstain.
Mr. Kate support Chair. Free State was not there. All right. Kevin in. Can we then go to the next one, Honourable Member?
Section number 5, section 2, paragraph 7 of page 7. By the insertion of the following paragraph, after paragraph 1, J, ensure that applicants for and holders of prospecting and minor rights are required to obtain community consent prior to and during the development or implementations of projects. A, provide for a contributions to the reparations for dislocations of affected communities on a communal land that were dispossessed of the rise in lands due to mining or otherwise directly affected. Communities and members of communities owning or possessing land in terms of any custom of practice shall have a right to property and to protection, thereof including the use and disposal of both surveys and sub-survey rights.
Thank you very much. Anyone for point of clarity before we vote?
All right, Director. Thank you, Chair. Just wanted to indicate that there's an elaborate process in Section 54 of the Act already, which caters for the rights of land owners in respect of access to land and the use of the surface rights. That section says that if anyone wants to enter into a land and that is disputed, there must be a process led by the regional manager to then mediate between the parties. If the negotiation process fails, it also provides for a process for expropriation and also for a process for that can run through the court. So there is this proposal is already catered for this in Section 54. So land owners are covered in our view.
Thank you very much. I will then give the proposal to further
like. Can we take the sub-surface? The sub-surface part of it does it not contradict the fact that their mineral wealth belongs to all the people here?
So can it be unpacked? What this submission means by subsurface right. Thank you.
Can I then give it to Honorable Chair to clarify?
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Indeed, if we look at the question of environment, as a community of a particular area, even though the sub, you've got the subterranean clean water, so, that needs also be protected, because if we are looking at environmental issues, the degradation of the environment that also contaminates the subterranean water, the clean subterranean water, which will affect the well-being of the community, of that even particular community. Maybe to get a further expert clarification, but that from a very the community, those are the areas that need to be protected as well.
Are you covered? Okay. And he said I carry the one of the minister of the subcountry. Yes.
Thank you. Chair, I think it's important that to note, Chair, and for members of the committee, that there are certain rights when it comes to communities that are fully provided for in legislation. In this regard, and I think they make reference to the Protection of Informal Rights Act of 1998. So that particular act is still in existence and it still applies, and they are the protection of the rights of interest and rights of the means in respect of their land, land issues, land rights are catered for sufficiently. So therefore, Chair, in my view, some needs to provide to that extent, because that is already provided for in this legislation.
Thank you very much. Then we go for voting. Honourable
member
from
Preston. I say.
Umala vote against.
Honourable Member Limpopo.
Limpopo abstain.
Honourable Member from Nasri.
Support.
Honourable Member from Washington Cape.
Abstain.
Honourable Member from KZN.
Against.
Eastern Cape. Abstain. Can we then go to the next one, Honourable Member?
Thank you. Section 6, Section 5A, it said prohibited activities. But in section after paragraph of the following paragraph, on communal land without the prior written consent of the directly affected community, in terms of customary law as applicable and the interim protections of informal land rights act of 1996, provided that if a prospecting right, mining rights or mining permit had been granted after 16 January 2015 in respect of communal land, and such consent is not given within 6 months or any grant, such rights will lapse. Okay.
Any questions of clarity on that one?
None.
Then we go straight to voting.
Support.
Honorable Member Ligongo.
I will support.
Honorable Member West.
I support.
Honorable Member Kumasenge.
Abstain.
Honorable Member Peterson.
Abstain. By the insertion of in section 1 after paragraph B of the following paragraph, provided that if the applications relate to communal land directly affected, community must be invited to negotiate a settlement on the application. Prior to seeking a consent, the applicant must approach the community to have an independent expert appointed. The independent expert shall first facilitate a process in which the community decides whether to consent to the access required for the completion of impact assessment. Once a decision concerning access and impact assessment has been made, the independent expert shall facilitate a process in which the community shall make an informed decision regarding whether to consent to the granting of the mining right. This process shall be a transparent, democratic, and participatory, and shall at the minimum include the following steps. A widely public meeting where the independent investigations summarize the likely effect of any impact assessment conducted in a manner that is accessible to the community and at a convenient date and time. The independent investigator must also summarize the proposed terms under which the applicant proposed to compensate the community and its members for the proposed mining activities, and advise the community regarding the extent of the applicant's compliance with the statutory requirements. At such meeting, community members shall be entitled to comment freely and to seek further information. As of after the community may appoint community a representative to represent the community in engagement with the independent investigator, and the applications in terms of that community's customary rules, provided that such representatives shall not be empowered to give binding undertakings on behalf of the community. After such a meeting, the independent investigator shall furnish all the information
sought by community members in an accessible form. While the applications and the independent aspects may engage with the community, the application process and the decision regarding community consent shall only be taken after the integrated assessment report is finalized. Thank you.
Any questions or comments on the agenda?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The department maintains the community
Thank you, I'm sorry, just my question.
The department's view is that the minerals belonging to all the people of South Africa and the consent principle is therefore problematic for development of mineral resources. However, most of the comments that were read by the Honorable in the discourse relate to consultation, and the department has described the consultation in the regulations, and we have already committed that we are going to review the consultation process, and some of the things, the amendments that are proposed can find their way.
That's the clarity on the matter. Less than a vote. Honorable Patrick?
I abstain.
Yes.
Umalanga vote against.
Limpopo? Limpopo abstain. Honorable Member Nostra?
Support.
Okay. Honorable Member Nostra?
Abstain.
Changes and?
Abstain.
Eastern Cape abstain. That takes care of all the zoning. Okay. That is number 8, the last one. Honorable.
Thank you very much. Number 9, in section 10E. Page 9, the composition of regional mine development and environmental committee. By inserting at the end of clause 10(1) the following words: the development means of communities. By inserting a paragraph after paragraph C in subsection 2, the Regional Land Claims Commission. Thank you very much. This is the last one.
Okay. Any comments on the
list? I see your hand once again. Clarity speaking, Chairperson. Maybe we allow the department to unpack it further.
That part deals with composition of REMDEC, which is the committee which deals with objections received on applications that are in process. Our view is that, in terms of the composition, it says that committee can be composed of representation from government departments at all levels, national, provincial, and local. And the proposal that we must include the name Claims Commissioner, therefore, in our view, is covered because they are the department under the provision that the committee must have representation from government departments in all spheres. So we can't really specify or single out the commission to be part of the representation, because the committee will deal with various issues, and it will determine who must come to that specific sitting, depending on the nature of the case that is being looked at. So we can't really prescribe in the act who must be in that committee, because it won't be it's not really a standing committee, because it is just constituted dependent on the issue at hand. Thank you.
Thank you very much, based on the
entire
detail
of the vote. Abstain.
Okay.
Abstain.
Okay.
Umalanga vote again.
Limpopo.
Limpopo abstain.
Northwest.
This is my province with the mandate to engage.
Yes.
With this one, it is really not broadening the scope. I will therefore abstain.
Okay.
Probably to be advised accordingly. Thank you.
I am not sure if you can do that. Given a mandate, written mandate, changes on the court, I think that can lead us to unnecessary litigation and interpretation. Can you follow the mandate of the
support?
Honorable member from the city.
Abstain.
The agenda is abstaining and Eastern Cape is abstaining as well. That take care of the Northwest. I will then move over the chair to honorable.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you, honorable Whip. I will request Limpopo to be on record in the position of Limpopo.
Chairman, thank you very, very much. I thought I was on record already saying the Free State ruled, saying that the office did not receive the reworked mandate.
Thank you very much. I'll add number two, Western Cape.
Thank you, Chair. The reason I just be clarity on something. The reason I can't imagine that it's in here can be a little confusing. I do have the document that is close on this, but I can read it as it is.
If that is okay with the rest of the committee.
If the honorable members can just read the mandate for the committee.
I start with the Standing Committee on Economic Opportunities, Tourism, and Agriculture Committee reports that it confers on the recent cash premium delivered in the NCOP, the authority not to support the goals for the attached reason. Definition, clarification, and corrections. Clause 1H. Definition of designated minerals. There are insufficient criteria for the minister to apply in declaring a mineral or petroleum resources a designated mineral. This lack of clarity will have a negative impact on investor certainty and could result in lower investment in the industry, having a negative impact on tax revenues for the fiscus and job creation. There must be clear objective criteria that the minister must follow to declare a mineral or petroleum resource a designated mineral.
The first one, thank you. That was the first one, thank you very much. There is no clarity seeking question old. Do you maybe do support the bill? Let's vote on that. Because we don't support the bill, the mandate doesn't support the bill, so there's no need to continue with the voting for that we have read. Thank you. Let me just perhaps, because we are having a department of legal here, to check with them that if the province is not, is mandated not, the permanent again, is mandated not to support the bill, is it necessary to continue with all the exercise of going through all the suggested amendments? Let me leave it to one of you, the legal department.
Thank you, Chief. We simply reject the bill. The recent text in the mandate that we have in the consolidated mandate document reads as follows: standing committee on economic opportunities, tourism and agriculture having considered the subject of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment or BP 15D 2013 MCOP referred to it in terms of standing room 220 conferred on the witness delegation in the MCOP the authority not to support the goal for the following reasons. Then it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pages of those reasons and then specific headings. For example, the first heading is around the definitions in the bill, clarification and correction for those definitions, conflict with environmental law. So what the mandate does is, like I said with other mandates, it doesn't say these are our proposed amendments. For example, I mentioned previously, and I think in another meeting we advised that it should be revised, resent to say that this, but the member to chair has another document. So I don't know if the member has a document and submitted a document that says we reject the bill, but these are our parameters of negotiation on the basis of rejection of the bill. Then the committee can consider that.
I never wanted to get to this place. That is why I wanted to have legal people
From Western Cape side, we don't have parameters for something to consider as we're doing with other provinces, as it has been clarified by the legal team. And what we're trying to do is to come with something outside the normal process of dealing with negotiating mandates, as you know. So in your earlier ruling, you were correct, as the legal team is confirming that. But what was a little bit of a confusion was that the Honorable Dawood Kaffner said, it's what we have and there's something else. So sitting here, I don't know if something else that she was referring to. So to me, it was more confusing. But then the legal team confirmed what you know. And you were right how you were dealing with it.
Chairperson,
the
other thing that, sorry, can I?
Thank you, Chairperson. Upon receiving all the mandates some time back, because Western Cape was the only one that did not support the book, I then went and we looked at the wording. If you look at the last line, it says, confers on the Western Cape's permanent delegate in the NCOP the authority not to support the bill for the attached reasons. What is attached here are the reasons why they did not submit the bill. In other mandates, it reads, we support the bill with stakeholders' inputs. We support the bill with amendments, but in amendments was never. So that is why we went back to the provinces and when we asked them to clarify, are these your amendments or are these not your amendments? The mandate of the Western Cape says we do not support the bill for the attached reasons. What's attached is the reasons why we do not support the bill. That's my interpretation.
Honorable members, there is no amendment from suggested amendment from Western Cape. So the ruling that I'll be making now for that that we are grateful for your presentation and the mandate that you are given by the process. However, it is we are done with the process of processing this in terms of this negotiation. We have the position of the board. I want to let you. Honorable members, Kempoko has made his position. Kempoko has made his position. So I don't think the honorable members want to maybe to go to the pieces that have now that are. But there is a position that was made, which was agreed to. So, without few words, honorable members, let me really thank you very much. There are minutes that will be affected, but I think I must now excuse the department. Let me just leave the department to say a few words. Honourable members, we do have a set of minutes that we can adopt. I will request anyone to move for adoption. Honourable Minister.
I
move
that
Honourable Dr. Martin.
I second the adoption of this minister.
Thank you very much, honourable members.
friends, our legal team, present here, state, law advisor.